Today I want to discuss the pasuk in Parashas Noach. Parashas Noach, we're talking about Inyan L'Inyan Inyan, after the Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with the world. Hashem said, I'll read you the words of the pasuk. V'loy oisif oy lahakos es kol chai kasher osis. Hashem said at the end of the after the mabul was over, Vayorach Hashem esreich anichoyach vayom Hashem eliboy loy oisif lekalul loy des adam bavur adam. I will no longer curse. I will no longer curse the earth. Bavur ha'adam ki yitzer leiv ha'adam ra min urav v'loy oisif oy lehakos es kol chai kasher osisi. Oid kol yimei haaretz. For the remaining days of this earth, zera v'kotzir v'kor v'choim v'kayitz v'choyref v'yoim v'layla lo yishposu. The order of day and night will never cease. The Seder Hayom, it will always be a day and a night. These things will never cease. The pasuk appears to imply that during the time of the Mabul, time did not function. Time did not function in the normal way. There was no such thing as Yom V'Layla. It was just one continuous flow of time. So I want to discuss briefly some ideas relating to the theme of Yom V'Layla. Okay, let's discuss. We'll jump around a little bit. Let's just start. I have here a sefer called Oitzer Hazmanim. This sefer came out Tovshin Samach Zayin. I think by now I saw he had already another volume. It's written by Rav Aaron Mordechai Brisk. Okay, that's the name of the Mechaber.
Brisk.
That's his name. Me'es Aaron Mordechai Brisk. Beis Reish Yud Samach Kuf. It's an interesting name to have. Brisk. You know someone has the name Brisk? Okay, so he had the entire sefer is all about the concept of zmanim, of Aleis HaShachar, about Kriya Shema, Shabbos, the Zmanim of Shabbos, Bein HaShmoshos. And in the back of the sefer, he has a couple of chapters, supplemental material, where he discusses various themes in Zman. So for one thing I just found to be very interesting is the theme of Vosikin. We all know that there's an Inyan to daven Shachris, to daven Shemona Esrei at the time of sunrise. On Shavuos, virtually everyone davens Kivosikin. Vosikin literally means the people who cherish mitzvahs. They want to fulfill the Zman of Kriya Shema, the Zman of Shemona Esrei at the ideal time. The ideal time hovers around the time of Netzach Hamas sunrise. So he just points out that there's a three-way machlokes. What exactly are you trying to accomplish when you daven Kivosikin? So what are the issues? The issues are there are three things that are taking place when you daven Kivosikin. Number one, you're reciting Kriya Shema. Number two, you are davening Shemona Esrei. And number three, you're not allowed to be mafsik. We all know that after you say Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael, you immediately lead into Shemona Esrei. You're not supposed to be mafsik between the Birchos Kriya Shema and Shemona Esrei. The two must be sandwiched together. So here is the dilemma. When we daven Kivosikin, what are we trying to accomplish? Are we trying to daven Shemona Esrei at the time of sunrise? Now, if we're going to daven Shemona Esrei at the time of sunrise, it's just we have no choice. We have to also daven Kriya Shema right before sunrise, because Shemona Esrei must be attached to Kriya Shema. You're not allowed to be mafsik between Kriya Shema and Shemona Esrei. You have to be Samech Geula L'Tzvila. Is that what we're trying to do? Or maybe just the opposite. Maybe what we're trying to do is to daven to say Kriya Shema at the time of Shemona Esrei. But once we say Kriya Shema, we have no choice but to recite Shemona Esrei, because you must be Samech Geula L'Tzvila. So maybe we end up davening Shemona Esrei at the time of sunrise. Or maybe it's none of the above. Maybe the ideal time to recite Kriya Shema is before sunrise. The ideal time to recite Shemona Esrei is after sunrise. So in order to read it, since you have to sandwich the two together, being Senech Gula Tila, it just happens to work out that we daven at the time of sunrise. In other words, the question is, and this is a very big machlokes in the Gemara, when is the ideal time to recite Kriya Shema? When is the ideal time to recite Shemona Esrei? On the one hand, the ideal time to recite Kriya Shema would appear to be Pashtos, would appear to be Uvishach V'cha Uvikumecha, when you wake up in the morning, this that we are familiar that you can say Kriya Shema until 3 hours into the day is only this machlekes in the Gemara. And I don't know if we'll deal with this. Is machlekes is only a bidiyavet. Bidiyavet. If you don't recite Kriya Shema, the Torah does not say. Torah says you recite Kriya Shema. When you go to sleep, uvikumecha, and when you wake up. When do you wake up? At the time of Chazal, you wake up before sunrise. You wake up at the time of Alayis HaShachar. The rooster wakes you up. That is the ideal time. If you wake up late, so you b'di'evin, you can still recite Kriya Shema because there happens to be one person in society that gets up late, and that's the melech. The melech doesn't have to go to work, so he gets up late. But he's a das yochid. The melech is not the hamoinam. So many rishonim learn that it's a very big b'di'evin to wait until 9:30, 9:45 to recite Kriya Shema. When you come to shul on a Shabbos morning, 9 o'clock. What?
But we are all considered kings.
Call b'nei Melachim. Yes and no. That's the Shiloh that the Paiskim. I don't have all the names, all the Rishonim, but this is something which is discussed in the Gemara. According to many Paiskim, it would appear the ideal time to recite Kriya Shema is early as possible. Every moment that you delay is a bidiyavet. Bidiyavet, you can say Kriya Shema until 9, whatever it is, 9:35, 9:40, 10 o'clock, whatever this man is, because the Melech, he wakes up at that point in time, but don't rely upon that lechatil, because the Melech is a yochid. Others disagree. Others hold the ideal time to recite. This is a lechatchila. You can recite Kriya Shema during the entire time. The third opinion is the ideal time to recite Kriya Shema is with sunrise. You can recite Kriya Shema uvikumecha. You can wait until 3 hours of the day have passed. But the ideal time is, it says in the Gemara, yiro'ucha im hashemesh, to fear Hashem with the rising of the sun. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, and in Hashemesh, the rising of the sun, Yerucha, is to fear. When we recite Kriya Shema, we are makabel ol malchus shemayim. It is a moment of yirah shemayim. Fear Hashem with the rising of the sun. Now, that would mean the ideal time to recite Kriya Shema is sunrise. What about shachris? When is the ideal time to recite shachris? This also is a big machlokes in the Gemara. Do you wait until 4 hours into the day? Maybe the ideal time is when it's considered the halachically yom alayis hashachar. Or many learn that yiru'ucha im hashemesh is yiru'ucha im hashemesh is applied to davening, not to Kriya Shema. It's a machlokes. When it says in the pasuk yiru'ucha im hashemesh, does this apply to Kriya Shema or does it apply to Shmona Esrei, being Oymi Lefnei HaMelech? So the bottom line is, what we do is we take, also some say none of the above. The Ari Shem that said the Zman Kriya Shema is as early as possible. The Zman Tzfila is Bidafka after sunrise. I don't have to remember all the reasons why, but it should be Dafka when it's Vadayim, when there's light outside. We should recite Kriya Shema when it's light outside, after the sun has risen. So what comes out is a very interesting concept, is that there are really three approaches in the Rishonim, what we're trying to accomplish when we daven kivasikin. Either the focus is, the Iker is that the Kriya Shema, Yiru'uch im HaShemesh, should be said with sunrise. Once you say Kriya Shema, you have no choice, you have to say Shema to. So the Shemone Esrei is also. Some say no. When you're davening kivasikin, you're focusing that the Shemone Esrei should be said with sunrise. Once we're doing Shemone Esrei with sunrise, so then the Nele we say Kriya Shema moment before. Even though ideally we really should say Kriya Shema earlier in the morning, but because we want to fulfill Yeruchem Hashem, so we say Kriya Shema a moment before sunrise because we want to be semech gula tefila. The most fascinating to me is none of the above. Is that the ideal time to recite Kriya Shema is before sunrise. The ideal time to recite Shemona Esrei is after sunrise. But because there's also a concept of being Samech Geula L'Tvila, we have no choice but to bring the two together and sandwich it between sunrise, Kriya Shema before sunrise, Shemona Esrei after sunrise, and that becomes the focal point, not because sunrise is important in its own right, it's because it's just the only way that we can accomplish doing both Kriya Shema and Shmona Esrei in their ideal time. Kriya Shema before sunrise, Shmona Esrei after sunrise, and we have to be Simchu Lutila, and that requires us to bridge the two over the Zman of sunrise. From the way you see the conduct of the people, it appears that we follow primarily the Daven Shmona Esrei with sunrise. Because according to the Nafka Mini, between these interpretations is, do you Daven Shmona Esrei after sunrise, or you say Kriya Shema with sunrise? Since we do see the Minig HaElam is, the people who are medactic and Tefasik, and they set up the clocks, they try to begin Shmona with the moment of sunrise. So the minhag olam is to follow the opinion that the ikar zman of Shmona Esrei is Yiru'ucha im Hashemesh, supplied to Shmona Esrei. Shmona Esrei is we aim to start the Shmona Esrei with sunrise. And that requires us to say the Kriya Shema a few moments before. Okay, let's put that aside. Let's go to another idea.
Will that be Yechidus as opposed to Bebemin?
Either or, Yechidus or Bemin. Some hold that if you daven every day Kivasikin, it's better to daven Kivasikin be Yechidus every single day than to go to a minyan and daven and daven. That's not really, even though that technically may be true, it's not a very common practice, and it's not necessarily a very good idea to do that. Most people will tell you go to a minyan, even if you're not going to daven Kivasikin, better than daven be Yechidus Kivasikin. Okay, I don't know the details. I want to go to another idea, the other idea of Zman Kriya Shema, the concept of day and night. Now, just to give a hakdama, Rabbi Chil Michel, how do you pronounce his name?
Tukachinsky.
I can't even pronounce his name. Tukachinsky. He created a calendar in Eretz Yisrael. In the calendar, he listed all of the Zmanim. And over his career, over his tenure of putting out this calendar, he changed the formula for the moment of the latest Zman Kriya Shema 6 times. And each time he changed the formula, he wrote a perish in the calendar what his thinking is and why he came to the conclusion that when the last calendar or the past years, he made a mistake. Not a mistake, but he's matured in halacha, and now he has realized that the proper way to calculate the latest month for Kriya Shema should be like this. You would think when he made the first correction, he was done. But this happened 6 times. It's a shocking thing. He changed his mind again to calculate the month Kriya Shema 6 times. Now today, and what he did that with today, when we look at our calendars, you go into shul, a good shul will have those nice white
Ezra, whatever it is,
they have the Zman Kriya Shema, they have the Zman of Mogen Avram and the Gra. You'll only see today 2 ways to calculate Kriya Shema. There's the Mogen Avram and the Gra. What is the Mogen Avram? The Mogen Avram holds that the day is calculated from Alois HaShachar to Tzei Sakai Chavim. How do we calculate Tzei Sakai Chavim? According to the Mogen Avram, the Mogen Avram follows the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that Tzei Sakai Chavim is 72 minutes after sunset. After Shkia. Shkia sunset.
So when is Alois?
Same thing. The calculation is 72 minutes before. When is Alois HaShachar? 72 minutes before sunrise. So what does the Mogen Avram do? Very simply. Or what do we do? It's not really clear what the Mogen Avram himself would have done, but what we do is, and this is what it says in all the calendars, is we go and we take every single day, we calculate 72 minutes before sunrise, and we look at that sunset, and we wait and we count the amount of time 72 minutes after sunset. We take that amount of time, we divide it into 12 equal parts, and then we go back to Alois HaShachar 72 minutes before sunrise, and we go 3 hours. And whenever those 3 hours end, that is the Zman of the latest Zman for Kriya Shema. This is the approach of the Mogen Avram, and this is what you'll see on every calendar. You'll see in every calendar that the latest Zman for Kriya Shema according to the Mogen Avram is a certain point in time, which is calculated from Alois HaShachar to Tzei Sakai Chavim, and 3 hours from Alois HaShachar. Now then there is the opinion of the Gra. The Gra is more makel. The Gra is more lenient. Why is the Gra more lenient? Because the Gra makes the calculation from sunrise to sunset. You take the amount of time from sunrise to sunset, you divide it into 12 hours, and you start with sunrise, and you go 3 hours ahead. Those hours are going to be shorter, but even though it's going to be shorter, you're starting a lot later. So because you're starting a lot later, you'll always come out that the Zman Kriya Shema is later. Okay, so these are the only two things that you will see in modern day America. Guarantee you. Going to any shul, the Zman Magen Avraham, the Zman of the Gra, it's extremely simplistic. Do we calculate the 12 hours Alayis HaShachar to 72 minutes after sunset? Or do we calculate from sunrise to sunset? If you go from Alayis HaShachar to 72 minutes, it's going to be a later Zman. Why is it a later Zman? Because the hours are significantly longer. If they're longer, it's going to start at a later point. Even though you're starting earlier, but you're going to still come out and you're going to have more time to say Kriya Shema. If you want to follow, it's going to be an earlier time. Since you're starting earlier, it's a chumrah. You're coming out at an earlier time. According to the Gra calculates from sunrise to sunset, so you're beginning to make your hours at a later point in time, and you're going to have more time to recite Kriya Shema. Okay, now, here comes the big issue, why it's not so simple. When is Vaday Laila? When does Shabbos begin? Let's talk the simplest question. When does Shabbos begin? The Shabbos begin Friday night. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, and this indeed was the practice in Europe by many Hasidim until modern times, Shabbos begins 72 minutes after sunset, which means the sun can set and it can get darker and darker and darker, and you're allowed to do malacha. You're not allowed to do malacha technically 72 minutes after sunset. Now, there is one exception, because according to the Magen Avraham, Bein Hashmoshes begins 3/4 of a mil, which basically means 13 and a half minutes before 72 minutes after sunset. So what it would come out is, you are allowed to do malacha for 58 and a half minutes after sunset, according to Rabbeinu Tam. From 58 and a half minutes after sunset until 72 minutes, it's called Bein Hashmashos. You shouldn't do malacha, but if you do malacha, it's not the end of the world. And when you're vaday not allowed to do malacha, it's 72 minutes after sunset. This is the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam. Now, just like this rule is true when it comes to the end of the day, the same thing is true when it comes to the beginning of the day. When does the day, halach day, begin? When can you wear tefillin? With 72, alois hashachar, which is, we assume, 72 minutes before sunrise. According to the Levush, and according to the Goinim, all the Goinim, they disagree. They hold that Vaday Laila begins 4.5 minutes after begins 13 and a half minutes after sunset. In other words, when the sun sets, it's already Bein Hashmashos. It's already partially night. There's a period of time of Bein Hashmashos, which goes on for 3/4 of a mil, which is 13 and a half minutes. So basically, it's Vaday Laila, it's pretty much night when sun sets. Halacha l'maaseh, what do we do today? We accept upon ourselves the chumrois of both Rabbeinu Tam and the Gaonim. Rabbeinu Tam holds it's Vaday Laila. Let's forget about Bein Hashmashos. Okay, let's put Bein Hashmashos out for a few moments. Let's just talk about when it's Vaday Laila. According to Rabbeinu Tam, technically you can do malacha until 72 minutes after sunset. According to the Goinim, the moment the sun sets, you're not allowed to do malacha. This has a nafkamina in two ways. When does Shabbos begin? When does Shabbos end? According to Rabbeinu Tam, Shabbos does not begin until 72 minutes after sunset. You can do malacha, you can drive your car, you can do whatever you want, even though it's dark outside. When does Shabbos end? Shabbos ends 72 minutes after sunset. You have to continue to observe Shabbos, Mitzvah Shabbos, until 72 minutes after sunset. According to Levush, it's the opposite. According to the Goinim, when does Shabbos begin? When the sun sets. When does Shabbos end? When the sun sets. Mitzvah Shabbos, as soon as the ball of the sun goes underneath the horizon, Shabbos is over. Halacha l'maisa, what do we do here in America? We accept upon ourselves the chumrois of both. We begin Shabbos like the Goinim when the sun sets. The moment the ball of the sun goes underneath the sky, that's called sunset. We already follow the opinion of the Goinim. It's already called Vadei Laila. Shabbos has begun. You're not allowed to do Malacha. If you would carry that idea to its natural conclusion, Shabbos would be over when the sun sets. But we don't want to be makel like the Goinim and a view that Shabbos being over when sun sets. So we follow the Goinim, the Rabbeinu Tam, and we wait, but for now, 72 minutes until the sun sets. Okay, so we basically accept upon ourselves the chumus of both with regard to the beginning and ending of Shabbos. But here comes the big, big dilemma. What about when it comes to calculating the zmanim of Kriya Shema, the latest zman for Kriya Shema? And let's also discuss davening mincha. Let's, for right now, assume, I'm making a very big assumption, that you only can daven marv when it's vaday yom, when it's vaday day, when it's 100% day. So here's the very big dilemma. You can't daven when it's night. But here's the dilemma. According to the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, the day is calculated from Alois HaShachar until it says, 72 minutes before sunrise, 72 minutes after sunset. That's the day. The day is not over. The day is not over until 72 minutes. However, even though it's not called Laila, here's the very, very big chiddush, incredible chiddush. To me, it was a shock, and I saw this. It's an amazing idea which changes the dynamics of everything. And this explains why Rabbi Chil Michel Tukatinsky changed his opinion 6 times. There are many variations of this idea. It's even Rabbeinu Tam that holds that it's not called night. It's not night until 72 minutes after sunset. But when you want to calculate the hours of the day, he agrees with the opinion of the Gaonim. The day's hours are defined by sunrise to sunset. So when you want to know when is the Zman of the latest time to recite Kriya Shema, 3 hours. When is the latest Zman to recite the Davin, 4 hours into the day? When is the earliest time you can Davin Mincha, Ma'amariv, Plag Mincha, an hour and a quarter before sunset? Even the Magen Avram and Rabbeinu Tam that hold that it's not called Vaday Laila until 72 minutes after sunset, when it comes to calculate the hours of the day, those hours are calculated from sunrise to sunset. Shos Manios. And that's, I think, what many of us do. That's really, if you go into the average shul, that when they announce Zman Kriya Shema, they're always announcing the more lenient Zman, the Zman of the Gra. Why are they announcing in the Beis HaKnesses the more lenient Zman, the Zman of the Gra, when every single person in shul is not going to do Malacha until it is Vaday, until it's 72 minutes after Shkia? So it's a contradiction. If you're going to wait that whole, that it's not called nighttime until, so that means that the way you calculate your day is from Alois HaShachar until Tzeisak HaChavim. So you should begin counting your 3 hours from Alois HaShachar, which would mean that the Zman Kriya Shema ends earlier. And yet, everyone is very lenient to recite Kriya Shema until this later time, which calculates the hours of the day from sunrise to sunset. That is a contradiction. The answer is not a contradiction. It's not a contradiction, because there are two different concepts in time. There is Vaday Laila, and then there is the way you calculate the hours of the day. The only time it would be a contradiction is the other way around. In other words, if you are to hold like the Gaonim and follow the opinion that it's called Vaday, look at this approach, it's Vaday Laila with sunset. When the sun sets, it's Vaday Laila. But when I want to calculate the hours of the day, I'm going to follow the Magen Avraham. That's nonsense. Which means we're going to calculate the hours of the day starting from Alois HaShachar to Tzeisak HaChavim. Then it comes out, you'll be davening mincha afterwards, vadei laila. Because if you're going to calculate the, you calculate chatzos. That you can't do. You can't, it's not logical. It's not logical that you can calculate the hours of the day from alois ha-shachar to tzei sakrichovim when you hold it to be vadai lailo when the sun sets. Okay, but going the other way around is not necessarily a contradiction. Now here comes a very bigger chiddush. Some want to suggest that when we calculate the hours of the day, we start from alois ha-shachar until it was not from sunrise to sunset. Once already we're breaking the rules, we're not going to be consistent. We can even go to a greater stringency and calculate the hours of the day from alois ha-shachar until sunset. Now that's extremely bizarre. Why is that extremely bizarre? Because when is chatzos? If you're going to calculate, in the two approaches that we've dealt with so far is the alois ha-shachar, tetzei sakrichavim, if it's 72 to 72, and you make the calculation of the 12 hours, and you then figure out chatzos, and you go outside, the sun will be exactly in the middle of the sky. If you calculate the hours from sunrise to sunset, and you go, the sun will be in the middle of the sky. But if you're going to say, we're going to calculate the hours of the day starting with alois ha-shachar, with 72 minutes before sunrise, and the day, the hours of the day are going to end with sunset.
It'll be 36 minutes.
Sunset.
Later. Bigger hours.
The hours are shorter.
No.
The hours are shorter.
No, they're bigger.
72 hours before sunrise, you're going to start. What hurts you is when you start from. That's what really hurts you.
Yes,
the hours will be longer, but you're going to get hurt because you're going to be starting your calculation 72 minutes before, then starting earlier. So the Zman is going to end even earlier. But before we get there, this is very bizarre. If you make this calculation 72 minutes before, it's not consistent. But halacha has its own way of doing things. When is the day? What is 72 minutes before sunrise already? Mishaheir hamizrach. There's already light. There's already some form of light. When is the day over? According to the Gaonim, sunset. Take that period of time, divide it into 12 hours. It's 12 equal hours. And then figure out the sixth hour. Go out into the street during that period of time and look at the sun. Is the sun going to be over the center of the sky? No. Chatzos is not going to be when, it's a very bizarre thing to say that Chatzos is not going to be when the sun is smack in the middle of the sky. That doesn't make sense. Chatzos Hayom, L'chor is when the sun is mitokfa, the sun is the center of the sky. But not necessarily true. And when you make that calculation, when would Soif Zman Kriya Shema be? It would be earlier than what we do. We calculate Soif Zman Kriya Shema from Alois HaShachar until Tzei Sakachavim, which means 72 minutes before sunrise to 72 minutes after sunset. But if you make the calculation, and then you take that, divide in 12 parts, and you go 3 hours starting from the Shachar. But if you make your calculation from 72 minutes before sunrise to sunset, and you divide that into 12 parts, and then you start counting, you have short hours. The hours are not so long. The hours are shorter. You've shaved off the hours 72 minutes. 72 minutes have been shaved off. And then you divide that into 12 parts, and you start your 3 hours starting with sun, starting with alois ha-shachar. The Zman Kriya Shema is going to be really early. It's going to be something like what you normally expect it to be, 9 o'clock. It'll be close to 8 o'clock because the hours have been shortened to some degree, and when you can take three of those. That's what he did at one point in time. Another point in time, his calculation was not based on sunset. It was based on sunset plus Bein HaShemashos. Because sunset is not, according to most opinions, sunset is not Vaday Laila. Sunset is the beginning of Bein HaShemashos. And Bein HaShemashos lasts for 13 minutes and 13 and a half minutes. So you make the calculation 72 minutes.
On the latitude. Reality.
Well, that's another issue. Do we follow? That's another theory. Do we follow the location?
That's not a theory.
Do we follow location? But let's just focus on gimel, 3/4 mil. The Gemara talks about 3/4 mil, which then means it's 13. So if you make the calculation from 72 minutes before sunrise to 13 and a half minutes after sunset, you divide that, it comes down. It's a little bit later. But the point that's a very big chiddush is it's not time is not. Is dynamic. The way you calculate, say, Sakachavim, the average person would think it's all one and the same. And that's really the way our calendar, the numbers that we have today on the calendars are established. We hold the day begins, Alois HaShachar, the day ends at, say, Sakachavim. So therefore, the day begins 72 minutes before sunrise, 72 minutes after sunrise. We take that and we divide it into 12 parts. We have our hours, and then everything is based upon those hours. When is the earliest time when you can be Mekabel Shabbos? Plag Mincha. Plag Mincha is an hour and 15 minutes shows manios before Laila. So we work backwards before sunset. We work backwards. Whoever told you that you calculate the hours of the day the same way you calculate the beginning of night? There is a zone that's in between. The day is defined, the hours of the day are defined by the time that there is light in the sky. The time there is light in the sky is Alois HaShachar, or sunrise to sunset. Or maybe it's from Alois HaShachar, when already the ray of dawn already is there until the main part of the day is over when the sun sets. And you take that period of time, you divide it into equal parts, and from there you make your calculation. Time, the hours of the day are not necessarily defined by when night actually begins. And this has major nafkaminos in when it will be the latest man of Kriyashma and when it will be the latest man to recite Kriyashma. Alright, we'll stop here. Mm-hmm.